Page 10. Step 3. We made a decision. Pause. We didn't think about it or talk about it. We made a decision to turn our will, that's our thinking, that's what I have written above will, our thinking, our thought life, and our lives, which is our actions, over to the care of God as we understood God, right? Or as we experience God. Top of my page, I wrote, Bianca is fired. God is hired. Yeah, so throw your name up there. It's not your job anymore. You weren't good at it anyway. And the care of God includes divine timing, by the way. All right. If there are any time fighters in the room, I write that in. Okay. I'm reprogramming my brain. Care of God is divine timing. That's okay. It's not Bianca's timeline anymore. It's my self-centeredness, which we're going to get to in a second. Here are the ABCs. All right, we claim spiritual progress rather than spiritual perfection. Okay, we're growing together along spiritual lines. If our description of the alcoholic, the addict, our personal adventure before and after, okay, it should make clear these three pertinent ideas. A, that we were addicts and could not manage our own lives, all of it, not just our own drinking, our spending, our fucking, our eating, whatever. All of it, our own lives, based on your loser list, is this you? Yes or no? Have we conceded to our innermost selves that we are addicts and our lives are unmanageable? Yes. B, that no human power, I love they say probably. How sweet. Okay. That probably no human power could have relieved our alcoholism, our addiction. It's a big yes for me based on our log list. Are we beyond human aid? Yes. And see that God could and would if God were sought. Are you willing to believe? Yes or no? It's a yes for me, right? Being convinced of ABC, essentially steps one and two, we were at step three, which is that we decided again, here we go, to turn our will, our thinking, and our life, our actions over to God as we understood God. Yeah, what the fuck do we mean by that? Just. What do we mean by that and what do we do? Okay, we're going to launch into a program of action here. The first requirement is that we be convinced. How many times do they need to repeat it for us addicts? Be convinced that any life run on self-will can hardly be a success. Based on your log and loser list, are you convinced that your life run on self-will is hardly a success? Yes or no? Here it is, root of our troubles. Selfishness, self-centeredness. That we think is the root of our troubles. We're driven. Okay? Notice how it's not talking about any specifics of what you are picking up to numb your consciousness here. This is what we're driven by 100 forms of fear, self-delusion, self-seeking, and self-pity. Boo-hoo me. We step on the toes of our fellows, okay? And they retaliate. Of course. Sometimes they even hurt us. There's a little drop of validation from the big book. Yeah, that happens. That's real. Okay, sometimes they hurt us seemingly without provocation. What nerve of these assholes? I didn't do anything to deserve that. Yeah, seemingly without provocation, but we invariably find, lock it in, lock this in right now, invariably, no exceptions, always. We invariably find, right? We have to search. We're going to search more in that inventory, but we invariably find that at some time in the past, we have made decisions based on self, which later placed us in this position to be hurt, destroyed, angry, betrayed. Pissed, devastated, despairing, the list goes on, confused, bewildered. Okay. So, our troubles we think are basically of our own making. They arise out of ourselves. And the alcoholic, the addict, that's me. It's right in my name. That's me, remember? Okay. is an extreme example of self-will run riot. Though we usually do not think so. Present tense. We usually do not think so. Okay, not, oh, we didn't think so when we first came in our first 30 days. No. When I am running on self-will, disconnected, untreated, driven by my self-centeredness, my fear, my resentment. I don't think so. That's why I still need a divine intervention. No human aid, including my own brain. That was my favorite human intervention. Me on me doesn't work. Above everything, radical statement, above everything, we alcoholics must be rid of this selfishness. We must, or it kills us. Must be rid of. That's a divine removal, right? Become without this selfishness. We must, or it kills us. Interesting. I thought the drink and the drug and the abusive homicidal ex, or the natural disease, that progressed with stress. I thought that's what killed us. Mm-mm. This is the root. This is the root right here. Our selfishness. God makes that possible. Great. Okay, many of us have had moral and philosophical convictions galore. It's all over your log list, people. But we couldn't live up to it even when we would have liked to. Neither could we reduce our self-centeredness much. We can't do it. Without help, it is too much for us. We need divine help. We can't reduce it much by wishing, log, trying, log, on our own power, log. We had to have God's help. Page 11, belief in the power of God plus enough willingness, honesty, and humility, right? Ego deflation to establish and maintain the new order of things, okay? We had to let go of old ideas. They're killing us. These were the essential requirements. It's simple, people, not easy. That's the understatement of like the millennia here with 12 step, right? Oh, it's hard. It's challenging. It's annihilating. It's annihilating. Okay? Hysterically painful. It's not easy, but it is simple. A price had to be paid. Okay? What's the price? The destruction of self-centeredness. This is the how and why of it. Again, here we get these questions. How am I going to do this? Why is this happening to me? First of all, we had to quit playing God. It didn't work. Would you agree? Yes or no? Next, we decided that hereafter in this drama of life, okay, that has a divine script and a divine timeline that is not Bianca's, in this drama of life with all its characters and scenes, God was going to be the director, capital D, yes or no? God is the principal. We are its agents. We work for God. Most good ideas, or God ideas, I like to replace good with God. Most good God ideas are simple. And this concept was the keystone of the new and triumphant arch through which we passed to freedom. Is that not what we've been seeking? Power and freedom. You don't have to be a stonemason or a physics professor or an engineer to understand the role of a keystone in an archway. It's the stone at the very top that takes all of the weight and pressure from above. Okay, it hits that stone first, and then it, boom, distributes that weight and pressure amongst the rest of the steps or the stones, right? You're going to see, often we'll see this illustration of the 12 steps in an archway, step 3 at the top. Is that where your third step decision is? Yeah, when that weight and pressure comes down, that's the one we turn to. That's at the top. Through which we pass to freedom. Oh, I thought I could go around it, under it. Oh, you know, over it. That's my disease, right? Stops me at the archway. There's my self-centeredness. There's my ego. There's my fear. There's my self-delusion. Okay? And there's the liar and the schemer. How could I go around this? How could I could I go under it? Could I go over it? Ugh. Through. There's no way but through. That's where the freedom is. You might want to capitalize that F. Honor the divinity within that freedom. Step three, promises. Let's get them. When we sincerely took such a position, take is an action word, y'all. It's again, it does not say when we thought about it, theorized about it, talked about it. When we take this position, we work for God, all sorts of remarkable things follow. We have a new employer, capital E. Being all powerful, God provided what we needed, not what we wanted, not necessarily. If we kept close to God and performed God's work well, not perfect, remember, progress, not perfection, but well. Established on such a footing, we became less and less. This is a journey. Note it when you want to be whiny or your, you know, prospects are whiny. Oh, I said one third step prayer. Why isn't my life better? Excuse me. you just started working for God. Okay, you're going to become less and less interested in ourselves, our own little plans and designs, our own timeline, our own script. More and more, we become interested in seeing, waking up, there's an awakening word, seeing what we could contribute to life as we felt new power flow in, as we enjoyed peace of mind, as we discovered. Right, this all journey stuff, as you continue, as we discovered we could face life, not conquer life, figure it out, get face life successfully. As we became conscious of God's presence, we became, right, we began to lose our fear of today, of tomorrow, or the hereafter we were reborn. There's no rebirth without death. It's a big fear that drives me in untreated alcoholism. Not just physical death. Come on. We prayed for that in the end. I'm talking about death of identity, death of ideas, death of relationships, death of a moment. We thought well before taking this step, making sure we were ready, that we were willing, that we were honest, and that we were open-minded. Yeah? That we could at last abandon ourselves utterly to God, yes or no? Here's the divine purpose. Our real purpose is to fit ourselves to be of maximum service to God and the people about us. Check out Appendix 3 in the back of your workbook when you're working with your prospects. It's an amazing chart. It shows us how our third step decision affects our thinking, our feelings, our actions, our entire being, and the track we're on when we do not make that decision, and the track we can be on when we do make that decision. We were now at step three. Many of us said to our Maker, as we understood God, God, I offer myself to thee. Right? I grant, that's like to grant freely. I offer myself, all of me, to build with me and to do with me as thou wilt. Build with, do with. Relieve me of the bondage of self. We're going to figure out what the bondage of you really looks like in untreated alcoholism in that fourth and fifth step. Yeah, but we could all agree at this point that we know we are in this bondage of self-centeredness, right? The bondage of self. Relieve me of this bondage of self. Why? So I could feel better right now? No. So that I may better do thy will. Take away my difficulties. All right. So I could feel better right now. No, it's for service. Remember your real purpose, right? That victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of or through, right? Thy power, capital P, thy love, capital L, thy way of life, capital W. May I do thy will always. Every morning, are you willing to do this? You know, we got the big step three decision, and then we have the daily, we have the moment to moment, right? When that weight and pressure and that fight is coming up within you? Are you turning your thoughts and actions over to the care of the divine? Cameron, you got something to show?
Thanks, Bianca. So, Bianca, as she was saying, every day for the rest of our lives, are you willing to make this step three decision? I think of it like a baptism. This is my steps one and two are firmly in place, but the step three cornerstone, firing the liar and hiring God, is a daily decision. It's my daily baptism where I seek the power of God in my day. What is God going to look like in my day, in my affairs? This is what I'm meditating on in step three. And rather than living my life in dishonest, resentful, self-centered, fearful action, I'm going to apply the four absolutes of honesty, purity, unselfishness, and love in all my affairs. And in doing so, I can access a power that lets me easily control my desire to drink or use. This is the key. It's not about just for today, I'm not going to drink or use. It's just for today, I'm going to do God's will. And I will be able to access that power and get that daily reprieve where I can make spiritual progress and build, sobriety time. Bianca says, we think well before choosing this step, making this decision. Last thing you want to do is go to the divine, the sum equation underpinning the entire fabric of the universal reality, say, yeah, I'm yours, and then turn your back on it or renege on the deal. It's a paycheck you don't want to get. So it says that we think well before making this decision. How many people here have seen the movie The Matrix? Raise your hand if you've seen The Matrix. Right? Now, The Matrix is a brilliant movie. Remember when Morpheus approaches Neo and he gives Neo a choice, right? He says, I can't show you what the Matrix is, as Bianca was saying. I can't, I, you know, we can't talk about the water. We can't talk about God. We got to show you. And we have to show you what God is. And like in the Matrix, I have to show you what the Matrix is. So he gives Neo a choice. Take the blue pill, go back to sleep, believe whatever you want to believe, or take the red pill, wake up, and I'll show you how deep the rabbit hole really goes. Remember Cypher, the guy who betrayed them? He goes, why didn't I take the blue pill? There's bliss in ignorance. A lot of people prefer the blue pill. They don't want to do the work. It takes a warrior's heart to wake up and face the reality of life and transcend this reptilian brain of ours and have a divine experience with the divine itself. It takes a certain amount of courage. We think, well, but we realize, I think everyone could benefit from a 12-step program, but most won't do it. But we are on a life and death errand. For us, it's life and death. So, we think well before choosing this step of taking the red pill, of firing the liar and hiring God. We're agents of God. My business card says agent of God. Hi, my name's Cameron, agent of God. How can I be helpful? That's our new job description. That's a pretty cool job description, don't you think? So we think well. So to kick things off, we're going to take a short break in a minute, but I want to introduce to you the Matrix video, that very scene where Neo is offered the choice of the blue pill or red pill. Step three is a red pill moment. Here it is.
You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Of course, what Morpheus didn't realize about Neo was a drug addict, and Morpheus said, did you just take both pills? What the fuck were you thinking? And Neo goes, hey man, you got any more pills? I throw the levity in as a bonus. All right, so we're going to think well about this decision. We're going to take a brief break, hit the washroom or whatever, and then we're going to come back. We're going to do a step three prayer. And if you like this meditation, it's available on 12 Steps, 4 hours free for your download. How'd you find that first half? Did you enjoy that? It wasn't too rude or too vulgar or anything like that. I keep forgetting there's a lot of saints and virgins in the rooms, right? I meet a lot of saints and virgins. Okay. All right, folks, we're going to get started again. Once again, my name's Cameron, and I am a member of Drug Addicts Anonymous, and we're going to launch into the second half of our workshop. So we understand from step one, I got no power. I will drink. I will use again, and to drink or use again is to die. Yet I meet people in these rooms who are just like me, or some of them even gone further than I have, and they don't do it anymore. And they tell me that if I've got the willingness, honesty, and open-mindedness, I can tap a power that lets me easily control my desire to drink, use, or act out too. And so we start this journey, and they explain that this power is deep down within myself. And it starts with just a simple willingness to believe based on the testimony of others, the ability to be honest, and to search diligently within myself. And then it comes to making that decision. Do I want to turn my will, my thinking over to God as I understand it? Why do I need to turn my thinking over? Because the liar's running my brain. That's why I remember when think, play the tape all the way through doesn't work because the liar's in charge. So I got to fire the liar. I got to hire God. That's the nuts of step three. And it's a daily decision, like a daily baptism, where I seek out that divine power in my day. So I have that daily reprieve. And so we're given that wonderful step three prayer, a way of communicating with this divine reality. That's what good prayer does. It's an intelligent way to communicate with the power. And then the meditation, whereby we listen. A lot of people pray to God, but very few people listen. And it's the listening part that's really important. To be a centered man, to be a centered woman, to be centered with God, to don the mantle of God, as it says in step 10, the promise, and we go out into our world donning that mantle of God, safe and protected, where we're proacting rather than reacting to life and applying a spiritual moral program to all our affairs that let us not only tap that power we can easily control our desire to drink, use, or act out, but wield that power in all sorts of areas of our life to have that intuitive knowing that solves the most baffling situations. And that's where we're headed off to in just a few moments here. So we're going to take a moment to center ourselves, bring our energy back up. If you want to sit in an open body position, your hands open, straighten the spine to stimulate the energy. And we're going to take a moment to do the step three prayer here. Once again, if you like this prayer, it is available on the 12steps4hours.org website. So let's take that moment now to commit to step three. I'm going to fire the liar. I'm going to hire God. And I'm going to do that on a day by day, morning by morning basis. This is how I start my day.
On awakening, let us think about the 24 hours ahead. We consider our plans for the day. Before we begin, we ask God to direct our thinking, especially asking that it be divorced from self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives. Under these conditions, we can employ our mental faculties with assurance. For after all, God gave us brains to use. Our thought life will be placed on a much higher plane when our thinking is cleared of wrong motives. God, I offer myself to Thee, to build with me and to do with me as Thou wilt. Relieve me of the bondage of self, that I may better do Thy will. Take away my difficulties, that victory over them may bear witness to those I would help of Thy power, Thy love, and Thy way of life. May I do thy will always.
And so I start the journey to find this power deep down within myself. I could show you where the power is. Would you go to it? Would you listen to it? Would you commune with it? Would you obey the direction? Now, the first time I tried to meditate and hear and experience this divine reality deep down within me, there is such a cacophony of noise in my head, of resentments and fears and guilt and shame over all the things I have done. So step 4 and 5 is a process whereby we are going to clean house through a spiritual moral approach. And to tell us how we're going to do that, to demystify that ever so, you know, ominous step 4 and 5 that a lot of people tend to go out on, we're going to demystify it for you, show you simply how we get down to figuring out what's going on in our 4 and 5. And Ian, you are up.